You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
What are some intellectual objections we have which could be stopping us from more growth in Christian maturity? Hebrews chapter 6, verse 20 reads, Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The author here is quoting from Psalm 110, verse 4, which is a psalm written about the Messiah. This is a key text throughout Hebrews. Jesus applies this psalm to himself in Matthew chapter 22. The writer of Hebrews is going to expand on Hebrews 6:20 in Hebrews 7. His initial audience of Jewish Christians would have had an intellectual objection to the idea of Jesus being a high priest, because Jesus didn't come from the priestly tribe of Levi, and the priesthood in the Old Testament was restricted to the descendants of Levi. To make the case that Jesus is a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, the author goes back to what happened before Levi with Abraham, who is the father of the Jewish nation. He argues that Christ is even greater than Abraham, and therefore greater than Levi, who is the descendant of Abraham from whom all the Jewish priests descend. Therefore, the Jewish priesthood, made up of Levi's descendants, was inferior to Melchizedek's priesthood, which is a type of Christ's priesthood. Melchizedek? Who is he anyway? Let's find out. Hebrews 7, 1-3. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him. And to him Abraham apportioned the tenth part of everything. He is first by translation of his name, King of Righteousness, and then he is also King of Salem, that is, peace. He is without father or mother or genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but resembling the Son of God, he continues a priest forever. Melchizedek is King of Righteousness and King of Peace. Isaiah 11 tells us that righteousness and peace are fundamental traits of the Messianic King. So Melchizedek is a type of a messianic king. The Bible only says that Melchizedek came and left, whether in Genesis 14 or Psalm 110 or Hebrews 7, the only places where Melchizedek is spoken about in the Bible. It doesn't mention his genealogy or anything about his beginning or end. Melchizedek's priesthood was thus understood as eternal, and we see that in the psalm that we're focusing on, Psalm 110. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. In Hebrews chapter 7, verses 4-10, the author makes the point that Melchizedek's priesthood is superior to that of Levi. He then applies that even more to Christ. He's making his arguments, first of all, by saying that Abraham, the great one who receives the promises of God, gives Melchizedek tithe. Therefore, Melchizedek is superior. Melchizedek blesses Abraham, thus confirming his superiority over Abraham. The Levitical priests received their calls by means of a commandment of the law, and that was temporal and inherited, while Melchizedek's priesthood was personal and eternal, as he has no genealogy. The order of Melchizedek, therefore, indicates that Christ was not appointed to the priesthood of Levi and Aaron. Aaron was the high priest from whom all high priests descended in the Old Covenant, but Christ was appointed to a priesthood that would replace it and would be greater, just as Melchizedek himself was greater than Abraham, Aaron, and Levi. Jesus is the high priest who is interceding for each one of us. He is the Messiah. He is king, and his priesthood is eternal. What do we want to bring to him in our prayers today? How can we, through reading scriptures and talking to mature Christians, resolve any intellectual arguments we have? That is a question worth pondering.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.